Hi, K-Wan.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How do you feel about being selected and coming to the Carolina Panthers?
It's a dream come true, man. Just an honor to go back to this city. You know, I visited and I loved it since day one. And, you know, the coaching staff is unbelievable. And, you know, the group of guys that I'm going to be around, it's going to be a great time there.
KK, when did you visit Carolina, and take us through that visit? What was that like?
It was actually my first visit, and when I visited them, it was probably a week after my pro day, which was March 25th. And when I got there, you know, as soon as I stepped off the plane, it was just a great city to even, you know, jump off the plane and smell. And when I got to meet the staff and the coaches, and, you know, drove around the city a little bit and the facilities. It was just, you know, it was just like, wow, like it was an eye opener. Just, I would love to play for this team and, you know, being around this organization to help these guys win. And, you know, talking to Coach Washington, excuse me, and telling me about, you know, how you do defensive linemen and, you know, just a real down to earth type of coach. It would just always made me want to, you know, sign the papers there if I could.
Dave Gettleman was talking about your ability to get to the quarterback and your pass rushing skills. Can you talk about that? Do you feel like that's a strength of your game?
Oh yeah, I think that's one. I'm not the, you know, one defensive tackle that you could just say, oh well, he's a run stopper or he's just a pass rusher. I can do both, and you know, once I get in that rhythm, it's a nonstop, and I got the ability to, you know, use different types of moves to, you know, make it in the backfield and cause disruption.
Did you think after Panthers took Star in the first round, were you thinking that maybe this wasn't going to happen here?
Just speaking to my mother, she just told me not to give up hope, and, you know, how things went a couple years ago in the past, just, you cannot visit a trial for a team, but, you know, you still have to get them drafted. So, you know, I just kept my hopes up, and you know, I saw when they drafted Star, it was like, oh, okay, you know, who's going to get me next? And, you know, I wasn't expecting to go in the first round. But, you know, came in today, then I got that phone call, you know, pick 43, and, you know, hearing those guys saying that they want me, it just made it even better. I mean, Star is a great player. I would love to play on the side of him and, you know, and come out here and try to win a championship.
Okay, there's a lot of competition here, several defensive tackles on this team. How do you welcome competition? Because it's certainly going to be there this training camp.
Oh yeah, well, you just gotta go in and, you know, doing your job. These guys, you know, the first thing they want to do is compete for a championship. And they see the younger guys, come in and, you know, working as hard as them and, you know, trying to take their spot. They're gonna work even harder. So we all working harder together. We're gonna do everything good and, you know, get to the quarterback and, you know, create a lot of pressure for our offense to, you know, get down the field and, you know, get a lot of field momentum.
It sounds like not only did you enjoy Carolina, you really wanted to come here, right? I mean, you were kind of hoping that Carolina would pick you. Is that accurate?
Oh yeah. Since day one, when I first met those guys, you know, came in, it was like, man, I feel like I belong here. I feel like I can do a lot of things with this organization, and they told Washington to teach me a lot. So, you know, just, you know, taking my deep breath and, you know, time thinking about Carolina, it was just, you know, it's a great city, first and foremost, and I bet the fans and all that is pretty nice. And, you know, just to play football, you know, for Carolina, it would be, you know, a complete blessing.
That said, when they picked Star, did you think it might be unlikely that they'd come back?
Yeah, to be honest, you know, I thought they were, you know, targeting one defensive lineman, one defensive tackle. You know, they wasn't really telling me when I was down there that, you know, they was going after, you know, whole defensive two tackles or whatever. So, you know, it got the hopes up a little bit. But, you know, I woke up this morning and, you know, it was just pretty much you got to give everything to the Lord and, you know, pray on it. So that's what I did. And, you know, things came back and, you know, I ended up where, you know, I would love to be.
Quan, what do you know about the Panthers' defense so far? I mean, you'll be playing alongside two defensive ends who had double-digit sacks last year, playing in front of the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Are you excited about that prospect?
Oh, yeah. You know, just defense, when I was there, you know, they told me a lot about the defense, a couple of teams that they run, and, you know, it kind of gave me a head start of, you know, to what to be prepared for, and, you know, the defense they run, and, you know, to open up the rookie, you know, well, he's not a rookie now, but, you know, the linebacker that just got it, you know, he doesn't play of the year. It's going to make it even more easier to, you know, open it up and, you know, do what I need to do and, you know, have him right there behind me to, you know, clog up holes and do what he do best.
KK, I've been calling you KK this whole time. How did you come about that nickname?
Well, excuse me. Just being young, I was never small, so my name is K-1, and nobody really called me K. You know, that was thin because I was too big. I was big in my class. All the way up into high school, they just put another K on this. It was big KK, but they took the big off, and they just called me KK from that.
So they doubled up the K because you were a big dude?
Yeah.
Well, hey, I ran across your Twitter, saw that you got a picture with Jerry Jones on there. How quickly are you going to be taking that down, though, that you're a Carolina Panther?
Oh, that's going to come down as soon as I get off the phone with you guys.
All right, man.
Well, he's a nice person to me, but, you know, I love that. I'm a Panthers Nation now, so I say I have nothing to, you know, have with that. So.
Good deal. Well, congratulations, and look forward to meeting you here in Charlotte, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, bud.